Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lisa Experience tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining in, and it's going to be a great night tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about family, and we're going to be expressing ourselves about how families are and how it was in the past and how it's going into the future. I would like to talk first about the Lisa Experience, what it means. The Lisa Experience is this, I'm letting you in on experiencing the life that I live every day and with my thoughts, my opinions, what I want, what I'm expecting to come to my life. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lisa Experience. I would like to thank everyone for joining in tonight, and I hope that you, you're going to enjoy tonight and see how everything is with the Lisa Experience. We're going to be talking about family tonight. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of being in a family and the foundation of a family and what it consists of as being a family. I hope everyone's going to enjoy tonight, the experience of Lisa. Thank everyone for coming in. I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on tonight. I'm going to be talking to some family members about how it was growing up and the foundation of parenting and being a child in a family. As everyone know, I was a teenage mom, and I had to make a lot of choices about my life at that time. And I moved on to graduating and taking care of my daughter I had, and being a teenage mom, working, trying to go to school, and also be there for my child. And as life went on, I had another child, a son, and just the struggle that you have to have when you you have children in your life and you're trying to do right by them, the things that you have to sacrifice to make it right for your children, your offspring. I'm not a person that's going to bash men or husbands or boyfriends or baby daddies. You know, I'm not here for that. I'm just telling you my experience as being a mom, having children and growing up. And with me, I always said that I was going to do my best to be a mother that my kids could look up to and know that your back, no matter what you go through, I'm going to be there for you, and I'm going to make it happen. Sometimes maybe I did, sometimes I didn't, but they knew that I was there for them, because that's what we're here for. We just don't have children, and then we decide that it's all about us. It's not about us. It's about doing the right thing for the next generation. See, it's not about this generation. It's about what they're going to become when they grow up, and preparing them for the next generation and time so that they could be able to handle different than what you had to handle. Because every generation, we have our own cross to bear, and we need to be prepared. You know, you don't have time to play around. You need to prepare your children what's going to go on in life. And so as a single mother at one time, and then as a mother with a husband, children first. And that's what I did. I was concerned about their education. I was concerned about the environment, the society, their input. I was concerned about the people they was with, you know, the people that influenced them, the people that they looked up to. That's what parents do. You look out for them because, you know, the end result is all about what you put inside them as they're growing up, so that one day when they have to, they can look back and pull what they need out of their back pocket to carry them through. Because, you know, living is not easy. The journey is long. The path is tight. You know, everybody don't make it. So that's why you have to have the right ingredients. You have to have your, you have to have your book of wonders to carry you through this life. You know what I mean? You can't always put a Band-Aid on it or some ointment. You know what I mean? You can't always take an antidote to make it be better. It's all about what you have within to bring it out when you need it. Because we always got to be thinking. You know what I mean? Time go by. Things happen. You can't look back and say, oh, why I wasn't better equipped at that time, why I wasn't thinking. You got to remember, you always got to keep your thinking cap on. You know, everybody always say, keep your friends and your enemies close. And you have to teach your children that, because sometimes you have friends, but they're not really your friends. They're people that's looking out to see if you're going to fall. But you have to always love them and let them know that, you know, no matter what you feel about me, I'm still going to love you no matter what. If you, if you're hating on me or you're loving on me, I'm still going to be me because there's only one of you. It's, God didn't make not one person the same. Only twins, and they still different. So I want to talk about family because it's so very important. We always talk about unity, why we can't get along, why things can't be better with our community, with our culture, because it started home. It starts the day that you bring your child home from the hospital. It starts from who you have around your child as they're growing and they're developing. Your first circle of people, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins. That's who your kids see when they first recognize other people. And those people got to be positive because any negativity that you have around them, that's what they pick up on, and they know that, well, this is how it's going to be. This is what I'm being shown. That's why you have to let it be known that you don't want none of that around your children. You know what I mean? If it ain't good stuff or stuff that they could take with them, then we don't need to see it. Because you can always see somebody act a fool or drinking, drugging, doing all kind of things. That's always going to be a thousand of that. You want to see something different. And then you have to talk to your kids because after that little circle start growing and they start going to school and they start picking up friends and they start seeing people around the neighborhood and they start to get knowing people in the churches. And when you go to your family functions, you start seeing more different people. You have to prepare them that these are people that you letting in, but you have to be careful who you letting in because everybody's not there for you. And then as you grow and then you get out of school, you got to let your kids know from little that when you go out there in the real world, you have to be careful because everything's not going to work out right that you want. Some things are going to work out right, but you have to have a game plan. You got to have a plan so that nobody can defer you onto another road. You got to stay focused on the road that you're on. And it's okay if you get in a fork in the road, you don't know where you want to turn. Sometimes you take a wrong turn, sometimes you take a right turn. But the whole thing is what you have within to make you to be who you want to be no matter what role you take. So I'm happy for everyone that's on the lines and on the phone lines and the link tonight. I'm so happy. This is my third show. And this month I want to talk about family. So each week I'm going to have a section of getting to know families, what we need to know, how can we build a village, you know what I mean, how we can stop just being Indians and start being chiefs, you know what I mean. We got to start taking, we got to start getting taking responsibility for ourselves, and it starts with our children. It starts with them because, see, the children are the future. You know, we always heard that. The children are our future. And that's why whatever we put into them, that's what it's going to become. I heard something on TV Jakes was saying this morning. He was saying that a guy was saying that his father, his grandfather walked 10 miles to school. His father walked 5 miles to school. Father had a Cadillac. In turn, his son had a Ferrari. And then in turn, his son had a Benz. And he was saying that good things are good, but sometimes when things are good, we take advantage of it. And then that's when we fall and everything starts being bad because we're taking that good period and not working it out and doing what we need to do to make it better when it do turn bad. And that's why when we fall, it's hard to get back up because we didn't prepare ourselves. We just was living big. And that's why you got to tell your children that it's okay to drive a big, fancy car, but always have something tucked behind so that when things don't turn out right, you got something to fall back on. See, it's okay to be, you know, it's okay to show that you're, you know, you're doing good in life, but always have something to back you up for what you're showing to the public outside. Because it really don't even matter what you look like to people outside. It's what you feel inside yourself. So if you don't love yourself, what's the difference what you're showing on the outside? that's why we have to learn that it's about building foundation, planting the seeds, planting the tree, the leaves. You know what I mean? Mother and father, we the tree, and then we're the trunk, and then the stems and the leaves and the branches is our children. So is they going to be fruitful for what we taught them, or is the leaves and the branches going to die because what we put in them wasn't enough to make them grow? We didn't give them good soil. You know what I mean? We didn't put down a good fertilizer. Nobody knows how the kid's going to turn out, but we pray to God that we put in the right things in them to make them grow to be the people we want them to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure that Harriet Tubman's parents never knew that they was bringing up a daughter that would one day save hundreds of slaves and bring them to freedom. We don't never know that, but we just hope that within them they have something about them that they want to do better than with us. I want my kids to be better than me. I'm hoping that I'm better than my parents. I'm hoping I'm better than my grandparents. See, that's the hope that we have, because everybody struggle. You want to be better than the ones that's left behind. Because like I always say, when it's all over and done and I'm no longer here, I hope that a little piece of me still lives in people that came through me, my vessel, my children, my grandchildren. Maybe one day I get to see a grandchild, great-grandchild. You know, because life is fast. Life is short, and you got to put in what you could put in, because you don't have time to make it a choice. You can always change and make it better, but you can't never go back what you lost. You only can move forward and make it better than what you already did. That's how life is. I'm hoping that you all enjoy my show, and I hope you enjoy the guests that I have on. I hope you get a little bit of laughs, find out a little bit more about me and about my family. And we're not be putting ourselves on blast tonight, but we also going to put on and show everyone that, you know, you can't have a good time. You can hold back and just have a good time and enjoy each other, because that's what it's about. Life is about enjoying each other and having a good time, you know what I mean, and getting work done. And I just, like I said, I'm just so grateful that I have this opportunity to be on a podcast that you're able to talk to people and get across some things that not only you're thinking, but maybe somebody on the outside might be thinking the same thing. So we're going to take a break now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to my family.
Seem like forever, and I wanna spend another lifetime, 'cause it don't get much better, don't care about the weather. Oh, as long as I'm with you, I'm safe and warm. I'm happy that I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the. It ain't been perfect, but we both. And I love you more after all the. Life ain't perfect, but we both. And I love you more after everyone.
So come on, dance with me, baby. Just wrap your arms around me, baby. Hold on tight like the first time I met you. Oh, since that day, been right beside you. You show me, baby, you're a rider. So, honey, I'm a ride into the sunset with you. Oh, and I'll spend the rest of my life with you.
It ain't been easy, but we
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
It ain't been perfect back before. And I love you more after I die. Life is perfect back before. And I love you more after everyone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
You are the melody that makes my heart sing. I believe it works this way, you rock my last name. I pray that I love you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through a better. You got it. And I love you more after the
bed. All of the
life is pressing back and forth. And I love you more after the bed. And I love you more after the bed. I mean, if it works, that's why you rock my last day. I swear that I love you. Yeah, I love you.
We've been together, seems like forever, and I want to spend another lifetime, cause it don't get much better, don't care about the weather, oh, as long as I'm with you, I'm safe and warm, I'm happy that I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we make it through all the. It ain't been perfect, but we both. And I love you more after all the. Life ain't perfect, but we both. And I love you more after every
come on, dance with me, baby. Just wrap your arms around me, baby. Hold on tight like the first time I met you. Oh, since that day, been right beside you. You showed me, baby, you were not a. So, honey, I'ma ride into the sunset with you. Oh, and I'll spend the rest of my life with you. It ain't been easy, but we'll make it through all the. It ain't been perfect, but we're both. And I love you more after the. Life is perfect, but we're both. And I love you more after everyone. Conquer anything.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
You are the melody that makes my heart sing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I mean, if it works this way, you rock my last name.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah. But I love you. It ain't
been easy,
but we make it through all the. It ain't been perfect, but we're both. And I love you more after that. and I love you more than everyone. I mean, if it works, that's why you're up my last day. I swear that I love you. Yeah, I love you.
Must got a bad connection going on. Everybody, just bear with me. Bear with me 1 second. We must got a bad connection going. Let me try it again.
Hello?
Okay, you in.
Okay. I can't merge nobody, right?
Please don't. Please. Hello? We having some technical difficulties tonight. Please bear with us for a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, you on.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry about all the mix-up tonight. Randy, do you have the people on?
One second.
Bear with me, please. I'm sorry.
All your guests, tell them they have to press one.
Press one, Mahogany and Tishon, Nicole.
1733 is live.
Hello, hello.
Hello? Tishon?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. All right. I'm waiting for your sister, Mahogany, to come on.
Mahogany is in. I got a call.
Okay, Mahogany? Mahogany, you there? Hi.
Yes.
So sorry everyone is listening that you had to go through this, but Mahogany is my granddaughter, and Tishon is my son. We're going to try to get my daughter in, but we're going to press on while we're waiting for her. Tishon, as my
calling
son.
Cola now. Okay.
All right, Nicole.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to turn the music off. Okay, now we got everybody on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tishon, as being my son, I just want to ask you two questions. Me being your mother, what is the best thing that you say about me being your mother? And if you could change anything, what would you change about me?
The best thing I can say about my mother is your unconditional love. You know, no matter what it is, no matter what we go through in life, no matter what I put you through, my ups and downs or whatever, you show me love from the start since I was born till now. You still show me love. We still go out. We still have fun. You know, we still do us. But I would say the unconditional love is the main thing for me. You have a lot of love to give. And I really wouldn't change anything about you because I love you for who you are.
And that's my great-grandson. Thank you, Nazir, for that little comment, too. Nicole, for you, since we kind of grew up together, what would you say as being a mom that was, you had a young mom, what would you say that was the best aspect that you remember of me? And what is one thing that you, you would always would wish for me going forward?
Like you said, growing up, you was considered the cool mom. You know, all my friends looked forward to you coming around, and they still do, like, at the age I am now. They're like, oh, did you invite your mom? Did your mom come in? And I'm like, is it about me or is it about my mom? Like, I'm not going to invite my mom to everything because, you know, she's my mom. But you've always had that type of personality that all of my friends and everybody, you know, people wanted to be around you. You know, you always gave good advice to the ones, especially when it came to, like, you know, sexual, you know, because most men, most mothers didn't talk about sex to their kids. So, you know, all of my friends was just amazed how open you were and willing to talk to them about that topic. So they really loved you for that. And even, like I said, even to today, like my brother said, I want to say unconditional love, because I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that we expect our mothers to have is unconditional love, like my brother said. But I think me and him, we kind of, it's kind of like we know no matter what, you have our back. So I guess, you know, you would consider it unconditional love, but some parents, some people really don't have faith in their parents or, you know, like, we know no matter what, you're going to make a way. Like, I know he's on the line, and every summer you made a way to take us on vacation, and we still say to today we don't know how you did it off of the little bit of money that you made at the time and the little broken-up cars that you had. And no matter what, he took me and my friends and him and his friends on vacation every summer, no matter what. We had that to look forward to. You know, some people went down south to their grandparents. No, we knew that we were going to get a real vacation every summer, and we were going to enjoy ourselves. And we never thought about the fact of how you made it happen. You know, not till you get older and you realize, you know, money don't grow on trees, and you pay for the hotel. You made sure we ate. You made sure we did games. We had fun. When a lot of parents weren't even taking their kids on trips. So, I mean, I tell everybody I was blessed because there wasn't a moment in my life that I felt like you weren't there for me and you didn't do for me. I always had somebody. And I tried to be that type of parent to my daughter because that's what you showed me. So a lot of people look at me and be like, oh, you do this with your daughter. You've done that with your daughter. Yeah, because that's what you instilled in me coming up. Like, you always made sure you made time for me, and you always made sure you made time for my brother. And I know a lot of times you took time away from yourself because you were too busy, you know, trying to make time for us. So I appreciate you for that. I always say to you, I just want you to be happy. Like, that's always my biggest wish for you, is that whatever it is you're doing or you want to do, that it makes you happy, because I'm big on happiness. And I always say, you know, it's your time to experience life and do the things that you never got a chance to do because you were so busy taking care of us.
Right. Now, Mahogany is the second generation, my first grandchild. Now, what fond memory do you have as growing up that you could always think of that was my Nana? And then name one thing that you would say that if it was for my Nana, I wouldn't be. I'm the Nana. I'm sorry to everyone. What would I have missed out if it was for my Nana?
Well, I'm going to start with answering your questions backwards. So if it wasn't for my Nana, I don't think I would be able to appreciate honesty as much as I would, because you taught me that people that really care about you can tell you about yourself without being condescending, without being mean, without being harsh. They can still love you, and they genuinely show their love for you by showing and expressing their honesty. I feel like I carry that with me every day today. I'm very big on honesty, no matter how it sounds, and I get that from you. But it's really from a place of love and wanting everybody to be better. And memories that I can remember is a lot, because you took care of me basically my first years of life. But like my mother said, I always remember doing excursions with my Nana. You were in charge of my arts and crafts when I was in camp. You were taking me to zoos. You were taking me to see fireworks. You were instilling all of the creativity that I have today because of you. I love arts and crafts. I love to draw. I love paintings. I love knickknacks, decorating. I also love just going to the zoo or just going to the beach, going to the lake and laying out and just enjoying the scenery. And you taught me to appreciate the time with your family and to enjoy that time.
So this is why I decided to have my family, because it's one thing to say the Lisa experience, but it's always good to get to know the person that's talking to you. You know what I mean? Like, once you kind of know the ins and outs a little bit, as I come forward every week to try to bring something forth, you kind of know that I'm really sincere about the things that I speak about. And that's why I felt like I'll let my kids come in a little bit and let you know a little bit about me. Now, my son has, he's very short, you know, saying stuff, but to today, I'm going to have to tell you, my son and my daughter, we talk every day, 2-3 times a day. That's the type of relationship we have. We talk. And sometimes we cry together. So many times we laugh together, or we talk about stuff together. And we never put each other down. Like, if we don't upbuild each other, then we don't say anything about each other. Now, we might talk about each other behind each other back, but that's family. But we never say anything to hurt each other. Like, we never stop talking to each other. We never really get mad enough that we say, that's it, I'm cutting her off. We move forward and we forgive. And I ain't saying we forget, but we move forward because we're all we got. Let me tell you a little bit since they said about me. When my kids was little, my significant other really didn't help me. And I used to work 4 jobs, and I would start out in the morning, sometimes 4 o'clock in the morning, and we would do the paper route, me and my kids, and that was their allowance, because I couldn't afford to give them allowance. And then I worked to pay my bills, another job, and then another job. Like they said, I saved up to take them every year on a vacation. And then the third job, I saved just for us to go out once a month just to have a dinner with my 2 kids. And that's what I did. And you know, if my kids wanted something special, that's what I did. And it's not one time my kids can say, if they was up on the stage and the program, I wasn't sitting there rooting them on no matter how they were. Because that's what parents do. That's what you do as a foundation. You be there for your kids. You can always live your life. You got time to do that. But when you bring a child into your life, it becomes important. It's not none of the other stuff. You got to leave that behind. And I know it sounds good to party and have a good time, but you're taking away from a person that needs to be around you at the time that they're growing up and they're becoming who they are. I always tell my kids, I'm proud of you. I try to give them encouraging words, like my granddaughter say, because they don't need to be hearing, oh, you're not going to never be nothing. Oh, you're not going to grow up to be nothing. Oh, nothing's going to become of you. You know what I mean? You leading down the wrong road. Nah, they don't need to hear negative stuff. They need to hear positive stuff. Every day they grow, and God wakes them up to realize that it's another day. It's going to be better. You know, it's going to be better. And the reason why I'm trying to say so much as far as, like, my family, not to put them on blast or anything, but just to let you know that every family is important. But just remember, you only get once. Like people say, oh, well, you only get a mother, a father once. You only get to be with your kids once. Because once they grow up, that's a whole nother type of relationship. It's not even like when they're little. That's a relationship that they grow up and they be like, well, you wasn't ever there for me, or you was doing this. My kids do say some things, but I did wrong. But you know what? I swallow it and I say, yeah, you was right. I did do that. But basically, I did try to show them a good life. But everybody makes mistakes. But when I made mistakes, it was, of course, in me. And I didn't have them in it. I suffered behind with the mistakes I made. See, that's what parents got to owe up, that I made a mistake and I lived through it. But my kids don't have to suffer because I made a mistake. Tishawn, you have anything else to say?
Yes, I'm happy you said that. I'm kind of upset because my sister took answer that I should have said that, because everything she said was true. Like, you know, you took us on trips, and even like 15 of my friends, like they you rented a big truck for them. They all came, you know what I mean? Like you was like the hood mom. Like everybody loves you. You know what I mean? You always joke with everybody. And it's like, my friends just say the same thing. Like, dad, you got a cool mom. Your mom let you do this. Your mom let you do that. And you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like family, you know what I mean, it's all about memories. Like my niece used to always tell me, like she always take pictures. I'm like, why are you taking so many damn pictures? Because it's like, you got to have those memories. Like you remember stuff when you was younger, things you went through and all the fun you had with your kids and your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles. And you know what I mean? Because guess what? I mean, you could be on the phone with your parent or your grandmother today and then boom, like 20 minutes later, they're gone. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, you need those moments to have and memories to have with your family and your mom and your dad and such, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I have 5 grandchildren. Mostly came from my son. But all my grandchildren, I'd say the same thing. I always try to lift them up. I just try to be, like my daughter always say, I be truthful, because when I was growing up, I mean, I was never told the truth about stuff. So when I hit out there, I was naive, and it cost a lot in my life. So I felt like if I get a chance to ever get anybody under my wings, I would be truthful to them to let them know the real deal, so that it's going to be hard to swallow, but it's real. Because like I said, life is too short to let somebody dive in it and don't know where they're going. It's like jumping into a pool and then you can't swim. Mahog, you got anything else to say?
I just want to add on, it definitely goes to my generation. Every friend that I've ever had that's met my Nana, even my coworkers that's only met you once, they're hypnotized by your spell. Everybody just automatically falls in love with you, and they can all see why we love you too.
Thank you. And Nicole?
I just have to say, thank God you let my brother say something else, because he kept texting me saying I took his message. So I'm glad that you gave him the opportunity to say something else, because he was being a little hater over here. Okay. So I just had to throw that in there real quick. But I just wanted to add to the part about being naive. Yes, like I tell people all the time, my mother was cool. She would allow me to experience things that a lot of parents weren't allowing their kids to do, because she did have trust in me. She trusted me enough to know that, you know, even if I was doing something out there, I was going to make sure I was going to be home by the time she told me. And I was going to do things and make sure that it was never going to come back to her that I was out there doing whatever, like, because I never wanted to break that trust between us. Like, I was spending the night by people's house when most parents wasn't even allowing their kids to spend the night, you know what I mean? Because she knew she had trust in me, you know what I mean? And like I said, not that I wasn't doing things that I wasn't supposed to, but we always that she knew that even if I was never going to make it where she got backlash for anything that I did. And the naive part, like I tell everybody all the time, it's funny. My mother and my brother can account to this, and my daughter too. At a certain time, my mother go to sleep, and it's a wrap. And I knew that by 8:30, she was going to be asleep. And so I knew that was my time to have fun and be on the phone, because I knew she wasn't waking up until the morning when she had to go to the bathroom. So when she says naive, I'm not going to say naive, but I she did have trust in us. You know, she gave us the olive branch and allowed us to extend ourselves, to make mistakes and to grow from it. And I do the same thing with my daughter. Like, I have a lot of issues, but I try not to put them on her because I want her to be able to make her own mistakes. I don't want to be like, oh, don't do this. I'll say, well, I did this and I experienced this and this is what happened. But you can go ahead and do it because maybe it'll turn out different for you. You know what I mean? Like, just like my mother, like she would say, this is what happened to me from this. And then I would still try it, but I would hear her in the back of my head saying, you know, I told you this was going to happen, but, you know, you go ahead and do it and experience it for yourself. So you got to allow your kids to be themselves because they're not you. That's what a lot of people don't realize. Like, they're not going to grow up and be you. They're going to grow up and be themselves. Now, they might have some characteristics the same, but all in all, they got to be themselves. They got to experience and do things, get things wrong and get things right, to learn, so then they get to be our age and they can say, you know, I've experienced, I've done, I've been, I've had this happen, and they've had their own journey to live.
Yeah, and I just want to say that, because we have so much to say about, you know, us, but my daughter, she always was my backbone. You know, no matter what, even though she was younger, she was always my backbone because one thing, she never cared. As long as I was happy, no matter who I was with, as long as I was happy, she was happy. When she went to work, she came home and she made sure I was all right. Her whole life, she made sure her mother was okay. Like, I can't tell you being a mother how many times, oh, I ain't gonna be able to pay, I ain't gonna be able to make it this month. And she was like, I got you, Mom. Or don't worry about it, Mom. Or we'd be online like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll pay for it. And it's not that if a mother don't got it, it's that your child feels for the parent that's trying and they want to help the parents. The proudest day in my life was when I grew up and got myself together and I start being able to give back to her. That's the best time of my life, because when somebody's doing for you and then one day you could turn around and give them back what they gave you, that's what you call deep love. And even my son, you know what I mean? Like, I watched him grow into a man, and I know people say stuff, but like, I always tell him, I don't care what people say. You know what I mean? God blessed me with a black, handsome son that I prayed for. And let me tell you, I couldn't ask God for anything better than the son I have, because the things he do, I know that I must have been in the right place at the right time to make him be the person that he is. You know what I mean? Because he is a loving guy. And that's what we have to do as a family. You have to give where it's due. You have to give credit where it's due. I know my brother always say, oh, that was a good speech. You know that wasn't true. But I'm telling you, the things I say, I have no reason to lie about. This is my life. This is the Lisa experience. You know what I mean? Without my kids, it's no me. because you got to have somebody with you walking through this life. You just can't walk by yourself. No matter how much you say you can, you can't. You got to always have somebody with you. You know what I mean? And I always tell my kids, look, when I leave here, it's not going to be another me. So I try to make them enjoy me so that if I ever do leave here, they can say, you know, my mother, you know, truly was a mother to me. Because once you lose your parents, your life is never the same. So, you know, right now, if anybody want to call in and ask a question to one of us, push one. We're open. Anything you want to ask, we will answer to the best of our ability. If we don't answer it, then we'll call you later and answer it because everything don't have to be answered on the phone. But I welcome you to call in and push one. Otherwise, we'll keep talking because my favorite. Okay. Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Miles. How you doing?
How you doing, Miles?
I'm hanging like a credit card with good digits.
Okay. Good credit, right?
Yeah. Listen, I heard about, you know, how your kids, you know, your granddaughter, your daughter, your son, all don't feel about you. What is their relationship with their father? You know, with being this is a family thing, how's their relationship with their dad, you know?
My son's father passed away when he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter still has relationship with her father. I'm not saying that it's great, but it's growing as, you know, she lets him in. My granddaughter still have her father in her life. But they're on the line. You can always ask them. You know, I'm just saying for more.
I was waiting for you to finish.
The ladies and your son.
Okay, so as my mother said, she was a great mom. She never said one bad thing about my father. She allowed me to learn him. She allowed me to make decisions on how I felt about him. And, you know, she did her utmost to make sure that I had some type of open communication with him. And then, you know, as you grow older, you just make your decisions on, you know, what type of relationships you have with your parents. But yeah, I could definitely say it wasn't a moment if I wanted to go talk to him or if I needed him, that it wasn't like she made it hard for me to reach out. Mahogany, you want to answer next?
Yes, so I'm grateful for the relationship that I have with my father and with my mm-hmm. grandfather, my father's father. I look at them both as my father figures. Because my father and my grandfather always been around, always made sure I was taken care of, and always treated me like a princess that I grew up and still believe that I am. So we don't get along all the time, but I'm very grateful. Even for my mother's father, I'm grateful for all of them in my life.
Keyshawn?
Well, like my mom said, my father passed away the day before my birthday. I was 16 years old. After that, you know, my uncles picked up the pieces, you know what I mean? I started doing fatherly things with my uncles, you know what I mean? My friends in the neighborhood, their fathers taught me things, you know what I mean? So, you know, but yeah. But when he was here, I had a good relationship with him. But after that, I started doing other things with my uncles, like fishing and, you know, sports and going to watch the football games and such like that, you know what I mean? So I had a lot of father figures in my life to pick up the pieces after my dad passed.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
It's one more, Miles, I'm sorry, but it's one more caller, but you can still stay on the line.
No problem.
9125.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Lisa, what's up? This is John, your cousin John.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Nicole. All right. Nicole, Tishon, and Mahogany John is on the line.
How you
doing?
Hey,
cousin. How are you?
Hey, don't forget Miles. I'm on the line, too.
Hi, Miles.
Miles saying hi to John.
Okay. Listen, I don't have no questions. I just want to tell you, Lisa, I see you up here doing your big ones. I'm proud of you. I love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Continue your success. And you talk about family. When are we going to get together? I'm saying.
We're going to get together. We're going to get
coming.
Together.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter, John? You hungry?
This is what I talk about being family. When I was growing up, John and his sister was the first cousins that I actually met growing up, and we was together all the time. So we got so much history. Me and Lori, we met when we was three, and John and Randy is the same age. So we grew up together. So yes, we're gonna get together.
I love you, love you. Continue success.
Love
well,
you
John,
also.
If you don't get with her, John, you can always get with your little cousin.
I hear you.
I'm here.
Get the barbecue grill ready, John.
Exactly.
hey, John, I'm close to you too, John. I'm in New York, John. I think you're in New York, right?
I heard. I'm gonna come tipping up in you. You know.
Yeah, man.
Let's make
it
happen.
We're gonna be going to BBQ soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. On the 15th, John, we're going to BBQ's, man. I don't
know
if you're in that area.
Yeah. Hit me up, Lisa, and I'll meet y'all there.
All right, yes.
Okay.
Our birthday day. We're going to definitely hit you up.
Lisa?
Yes.
I'm going to send you an adoption application.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
You want an adoption application? Hello.
Hi. I just want to say, you know, it was beautiful listening to you all and listening to the love and the respect and the cherishing of each other. And that's what it's all about, you know.
The Shade.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, the Shade.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Hey, Saudi, how are you? Hello.
Hey, Sean.
What's up?
Hi, Saudi. You got to all show the love. I was going to say, the family got to show love. Hello.
Yeah, how y'all all doing? Yeah, it was
and
beautiful.
And thank you for calling in and listening to us tonight.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to check you out too, Sean.
All right, that's what's up.
Me and Shadi, I really don't ever talk about it, but me and him, our families was close growing up. Shadi and Randy was best friends, and Shadi had a sister named Gloria, and me and her was best friends through grammar school and high school, and back then, it was like families that you knew each other, you know, in your area, like everybody. So I wanted to give a shout out to your sister.
High school you went to.
All right, and also, your father and my grandfather was cool, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
They used to hang a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a mess because he used to be friends with Hodges too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
We went to school 20.
Miles.
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah. And then I went to Tech, and then I went to Eastside, but most of us went to Eastside.
So you was the ghost, huh?
Only for a year.
It wasn't back then. Wasn't the bands incredible? The bands back then.
Oh please! Remember when they used to have the parades and they used to come down Park Ave? Oh my God!
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. If we didn't have anything else, they had a nice band. I mean, nobody paid attention. Excuse me, listening to Kennedy, but yes.
Yeah, they used to always do the Thanksgiving Day game. Hip-Cush Stadium. You know they opening up Hip-Cush Stadium next, I think this month or May, around May.
Yeah, that I heard. I'm going to see what it should be.
You
have
I'm sorry for butting in, Miles and Mom. You have someone else that wanted to speak, Tanya, your co-worker, wanted to go
okay.
say something
go
as well.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hey, Tanya.
Oh, no, you didn't, Nicole. y'all sound real nice. Like, when I first met Lisa, it was 5 years ago when we started working together. And she always used to say, you always talk about your family. You always talk about your family. I'm very family-oriented like you guys, but sometimes we all ain't on the same page, and I'm glad that you and your brother talk every day. I haven't spoken to my brother in almost seven months now, but one day we're going to fix it. But I say y'all almost had me over here crying, but I kept it together.
Yeah, we still work together too now, me and Tanya.
Lisa giving out adoption papers.
Yeah, I know.
Miles, put your adoption papers in. Tanya got hers in already. Tanya is the same age as my daughter, so I always feel like that she's my daughter, and she always be like, oh, you just like my mother. And I said, you got your own mother, but I said, but I'll be your mother while you're at work.
Yeah, she Lottie Junior.
But yet we always have Tanya by our side when we're going somewhere. She's like now, whenever we're going somewhere, we make sure to say, is Tanya coming? Can Tanya come?
I know. She said she was going on vacation. I was like, oh, when? Let me know. I want to go. My husband been working on the road, so I'll be lonely over here.
Hey, Lisa, you know something I noticed about your kids, right? You know how kids always say they don't want their mom hanging out with them. Now they want to hang out with mom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I always, I was the person on the block, one of Randy callers. I used to give block parties. When I cooked out, anybody in the block wanted to eat, they came in and ate. You know, that's the way I was because, we don't have time. We live here short on this earth. You got to show love any chance you get. And that's what it is. Like, you got to stop showing hate and show love. And then, because I used to be a crossing guard at School 20, the school that I went to. And let me tell you, I never left my post until the last kid walked into that door. Now, none of their mothers probably know that, but I did it because I didn't want not one kid not to make it on my watch. And that's the way you have to be. Like they said, a village, that's what you got to be. You got to have a whole bunch of people, not all Indians, but you got to have chiefs to take care of each other. If we just grab hold as black people and just, you know, a little bit at a time, like every day, show love to one person. Hey, you see somebody, yo, that outfit looks nice. Good morning. Do you know we'll walk right past each other and won't even speak?
Let me jump in for a second because I know you said about hanging out with your mother, but it's the same thing with me and my daughter. We literally talk every day on her way to work. If I don't talk to her on her way to work, she'll call me on her way coming home from work and we'll talk. I don't even know if she remembers, but when she became of age, I was the first one to make sure she had her drink and got drunk because I was like, Nani, you remember that?
I did the same thing.
Nobody gonna get you. Yes, there's nobody going to show you how to get drunk but me because you can't trust people in the streets. They'll have you out here looking crazy. So I'm going to show you how to drink and know your limits before you go out in the street and try to drink with people. You remember that?
And I took her to the first bar too. Zena's. Hey, Sean, you quiet. You ain't got nothing to say. You always talking about.
I got Mustafa over here. Keep talking. That's why. But I'm listening.
Oh, that's okay. We love Mustafa. My son just became a new father, so he has his son, and his son, you know, is already, you know, these 2,000 babies, COVID is not normal, so Mustafa would be trying to talk.
Yeah. Well,
no
it was
callers.
A great show, Mom.
Yeah, you know, I just want to thank and thank you, Miles, for saying that, and Shadi for calling in, and Tanya not wanting to call in, but you was on. But I just want to thank everyone because my family. I know it sounds like you know too true, but we are just a loving family because. Once you get a job from God, you have to do that job. So once he made me a mom, that was my duty right then and there. My duty wasn't to nothing else. It was to be a mom. And then now that my kids are big, now I am. I'm trying to do things to enjoy myself because I'm by myself, so I get to do what I want. But when you're a mother or a wife or a husband, that's the job that was given to you, and then you have to act out on that. A lot of people want to get out of stuff, but work. I always tell people, work on it. Work on whatever. Work even if it don't seem like it's going to work on it because you don't meet or like my kids. God gave them to me, not for them to belong to me, but he gave them to me. Everything that he put inside of them that is you can see now the after part is because the seed was already there. I just had to keep watering it to make it get to be what it is now. And that's what people got to do. People got to put all their work into what is important to you. You know what I mean? What is important to you? Just like Tanya, she'll tell you. At work, I put it in. I put it into my disabled adult client. You know what I'm saying? She'll tell you. I make sure they got it together. You know what I mean? If they don't get love from their family, I show it every day I walk in there. And I show it to my workers, too. Doing Tanya. Tanya.
She don't want to respond.
Yes, she do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I treat my workers good.
So well, I love you. Family, I love family. I'm going to have to drop off because I have to do wifely duties now. So everybody listening, y'all have a good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
You don't even like to cook, stop. Go ahead.
I know. I'm making salad. Okay, talk to y'all later.
Okay, so I want to thank everyone. And next week, tune in. I'm gonna have a surprising show. Next week, everyone's gonna be very interested and educated in the show I'm gonna have next week. Miles, thank you very much. Shadi, thank you. Tanya, once again, thank you. All the listeners, it wouldn't be me without you. And I just want to let you know you're very important. And then to the host of the show, Grant J. Sean, I want to thank him for the back of the scenes helping out. And thank you for getting it right tonight. And everyone be safe out there and enjoy your weekend. And I just want to say, because I feel that you should share, tomorrow night is Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. Wednesday night is Shadi. I'm sorry, Shadi. My brain is gone. But Wednesday night, what is the show again? Say the name. Because I just called the Shadi show.
Let's talk about it all at 7 o'clock.
Let's talk about it all. Sorry. Let's talk about it all. On Wednesday, and Miles, we always hear you every talk show, every podcast. Thank you, everybody. Give people time. Like it's hard out there. My brother have to try to get it together, and it's hard putting it together. So let's all join in and enjoy each other. And this is how we become unified. We all got a piece that we're trying to let everybody get a piece of. So let's be a part of it. So we're going to take it out.
Whoever making that shallow, tell them send me one.
What?
Somebody said they was making a salad. I'll take an order.
No. We're going to take it out. We're going to take this out with a bang. So, bro, I'm giving it to you. Everyone, good night. This is our song, me and my brother. Go take it out.
Have a blessed family day, everyone.
Wow.
No, you didn't go there. No, you didn't go
there.
That's
how we used to be. That's how we used to be.
Oh, yeah, by the way, happy Ladies Month. This month for all the women.
Thank you. Oh, me. Well, I've just been doing the same old thing. I've always been doing it.
Tell her, Rick.
You know, I think back to what I meant to. The way I used to be, the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and attitude. Remember what I used to.
Love them and leave them. Then I laid eyes on you. It was painful pleasure. That was my claim to fame. With every measure, baby, tasted teardrops. Yeah, I was cold as ice long ago, baby, baby. I wasn't very, very, very nice, you know, sugar, sugar, sugar. Then I kissed your lips and you. Me a little high.